When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Time to check in with Dr. Eileen Marty, vaccine clinic commander, professor at Florida International University, and infectious disease specialist. And Dr. Marty, you know more than anyone about vaccines. What do you say to any parents or grandparents who have doubts about this Pfizer shot for kids?
First of all, they need to understand that children are not naturally immune to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, that we have had a tremendous amount of children who have been ill, more than a million children that have gotten COVID-19, and that there have been about 175 deaths from COVID-19 in children. That's a very significant number of deaths in children from this particular illness. And long COVID is a real problem for these children, as well as multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or Kawasaki-like disease that we're seeing in these kids, with long-term complications for so many of the children. So the bottom line is, this vaccine in this trial, which involved four different countries, Bob, it involved the United States, Finland, Poland, and Spain, was very, very well conceived, very, very thorough. The number of children in the trial was increased dramatically in order to fine-tune and find any risk of any severe problem, and it was not found. Yes, they get sore arms, and they may have a little bit of a fever for a couple of days, and they may have a little bit of fatigue, but that's about it. That's what we're seeing, and it resolves, and it's what you want to see for a good, effective vaccine. You want to see the immune system responding appropriately and making the right kinds of long-term memory cells, and those are both B cells and T cells. And what we're seeing is that these children produced, at these doses, levels of neutralizing antibodies that were as good or better than children and adults who received the higher dose, and that in terms of, so it prevented not just COVID-19, in other words, symptomatic disease, it actually also prevented colonization of the upper airways in these children, which is very, very significant, because that has two effects. Not only is it protecting the child, it's also protecting the other people around the child. And that makes these vaccines in these children something that is safe, effective, and is going to reduce problems in children as well as in the people around the children. And therefore, it's good for the child, for the family, for the community. It's going to help get our COVID-19 numbers down, which, yes, it looks like we were going down, but the latest data is, unfortunately, we're seeing a rise in cases in some states, like Colorado is now again seeing a surge in cases. And around the world, particularly in Europe, we're seeing rises in cases once again. I think people need to be aware that, Delta caused the big wave, but we're now looking at 30 different subtypes of Delta, some of which have some very worrying additional features. So it's important to get the kids vaccinated now, makes schools safer, makes our community safer, and overall is going to help reduce health risks and also improve our economy. So this is a wonderful thing. I'm very excited.
What about that inflammatory heart condition, myocarditis? Any concerns about that?
That was exactly one of the reasons that that there was this large expansion in the number of children in the trial, to see if that could be detected in this age group. It was not detected. However, we leave a little wiggle room that in the future there might be a child that experiences that particular side effect. However, it doesn't look like that is an issue in this age group as of now. And but we're monitoring for it. We have a really good monitoring system. Bear in mind that more children have myocarditis this from COVID-19 than from any other of the reasons that children have had myocarditis in the past. So myocarditis is something we see in the United States in children and in adults, and there's a whole spectrum of different types of infections that can cause myocarditis. But COVID-19 itself has been a big cause of myocarditis, both acutely and in post-acute stages. So, for example, the MISC, the children with the multisystem inflammatory syndrome, a very significant portion of those, one of their big problems is myocarditis. Mm-hmm. So if you compare those risks from wild virus to the risk of myocarditis from the vaccine, there's virtually no risk from the vaccine, whereas there's very significant risk from the wild virus.
I heard a doctor put it very succinctly, and it really made a lot of sense. He said, yes, there is always a bit of a risk with any vaccine, but there's a larger risk to go unvaccinated. This surge that you mentioned, is it because of cold weather? Is it because we're getting lax in what we're doing, masking and so forth?
It is. In fact, around the world, we've noticed a trend that as vaccine percentages go up, people start to get sloppy about the non-pharmaceutical measures of protection, right? So, and particularly it's tied to dropping the mask. And it's okay to drop the mask in certain small bubble type of situations, but in large, crowded, indoor spaces, especially if there's poor ventilation, don't drop your mask. It's really not a good idea, and that's what we think is driving it in areas where there is a significant amount of vaccination. You look at Colorado, the overall percent of the population that's vaccinated in Colorado, where they are having a surge, is higher than that of the overall vaccine rate in the country. The overall vaccine rate in the country is about 58%. And even though they have a higher percent of vaccination, they're still seeing it, and it's mostly because they dropped the use of these other measures.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not taking any chances, even with you. I'm 6 feet away from the phone. I know you're around all those microbes all day, Dr. Marty. I don't want to get too close. It's infectious disease specialist, Dr. Eileen Marty. Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thanks. Always a pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.